Our gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for partnerships. Thank you, Lord, for this community that comes together, and with the city and the leadership, Lord, of the city and the council, the board of the hospital board, and those that with the wellness center. Thank you, God, that we can work together for the good of the community, the individuals in this community. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such great leaders. And I pray, God, that tonight would be an awesome time of listening and partnership together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith. Our next item will be public comment period. The members of the public may comment on any item of interest to the public and within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council and the Hospital District Board. As a matter of state law, matters presented under this item cannot be discussed or acted upon by us at this time, but know that you have been heard. Speakers will be limited to more or less 3 minutes each. I don't know that we're timing tonight. We don't have our timer. But just to ensure that everyone has an opportunity to speak who wishes to do so. Speakers are requested to stand and state their names and addresses for the record. If you would come forward to the podium, we can give you the mic. Would anyone like to address these boards and the public comment tonight?
Good evening. My name is Joellen King. I'm an interloper. I hate to say this. I'm not in the community, but I live down the road. And I have been coming here to the Wellness Center for 7 years. I've been in your wonderful facility, physical therapy, about 3 times, I think, in the last 7 years, because, you know, at a certain age, that's what happens. But basically what I'd like to say is I just want you guys to know that this is the best facility that I've really ever encountered as far as the gym, its cleanliness, the pool, your awesome staff, the people that work here with me. And I know for a fact that they work on a very tight budget, and I understand that, and I'm happy to pay my membership every single month. And I just wanted to let you guys know that. Oh, and one more thing. My children were born here. I mean, really. Right about here. So anyway, I thank you very much. And my address, by the way, is P.O. Box 194, Springville, California. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Mark Ayla, and the address is 20848 Avenue 245, Lindsay. I wanted to, it's my understanding that there's some doubt about whether you're going to keep the gym, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful community place to have. We use it, my wife and I, probably at least 4 times a week, probably 5 times a week. I play music too, so sometimes on Friday nights, I wear myself out because I play late. But we've been coming here for about a year, and we're really hoping that your plan is to keep this going. There's a lot of people that use this pool in the wintertime. There's people using the covered walk and run. We use all the treadmills and the weights, and there's a lot of people that come in here using it. So I just wanted to come in here and just express my desire that you guys keep this going. Okay. I retired about 5 years ago? Yeah. I retired as a licensed marriage and family therapist. I worked down south, and I moved up here about 6 years ago. Yeah. 5-6 years ago, and I'm 67 years old, and I use this equipment all the time, and I just hope that you guys keep it alive. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Jack, okay. I think I'm going to want them to hand the microphone to you.
My name is Kathy. I'm speaking. I've been 16 months here in Lindsay, yes, my children are born right here too. I love this facility. This is the best thing that Lindsay has going for us. My husband and I come here almost every day. I'm usually out there, he's usually up there, and we love this facility. It is wonderful. It does wonders for the health of the people who come exercise. If you go look out there, there are people swimming, they're laughing, they're chatting, they're having a wonderful time. You talk about what could you do more to improve the health of people than get them outside, exercising, socializing, and laughing. That is the best thing you can do with your tax dollars. We love this facility. We've been coming for 5 or 6 years, very regularly. And I would just like to ask you to please continue to fund it generously so that these benefits can continue to benefit the people of Lindsay.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm a perfect example of improved health.
I'm sorry, your name, please.
Oh, my name's Marilyn Carlson. I'm from Porterville, but I came here the first time to take Tai Chi in the therapy pool. I have arthritis in my spine, so I'm really limited in what kind of exercise I do. The pool has saved me. Just had a doctor's appointment. My bone density has improved since I've been coming to the pool for the last 4 years. My blood pressure has improved, and my mental attitude has improved. And I love coming in here. When I come in, I see all the old people. Didn't say that. I'm one of those, but I don't go doing the chair exercises. But I think these are people who are coming out of their houses, and the class size has increased. I mean, they're talking, and we all talk. It's mental therapy, physical therapy. And thanks for Shannon for all of what she's done on me. So please keep it going.
I'm Shannon Patterson. I live at 552 Mountain Circle. I grew up in Lindsay. I know a lot of you. And I grew up swimming at the old pool. And when McDermott first opened, I was teaching water aerobics in the old pool where Dennis was there. We were pulling, like, Janine was there. We were pulling the blast around the bottom, and we just keep on running.
Wow.
I teach water aerobics here, and I think one of the best things that we can do for our community is give people a place to go. I'm a crier, I'm sorry. I can give people a place to go when they don't have a place to go. My parents are both retired, and I feel like when people retire, they need a thing. You need everybody needs something. You need a purpose, that's right. And so not only do they come and they get exercise, but even if they can't do everything that we're doing, they get out and they socialize. I think what Marilyn was saying about laughing and what Kathy was saying about just laughing and having a place to go. Now our water aerobics class has lunches together. If somebody doesn't show up, they call them and check on them. If somebody is having a hard time, they'll send cards. And this facility is what has given them that group of people. And they're like my second moms and dads. Everybody out here, they give me advice. It's great. But I just think that my kids swim here. 13 years we've been coming and doing swimming for Lindsay Skimmers. I'm missing a meet because I felt like this was important to be here. But we thank you for all the support that the theater board earlier. It's the hospital board. The hospital board has given. And I don't know how this works. I've done it before. But my question is, this is what Lindsay has as a wellness center for people in Lindsay and for the following communities to come. Now we have a doctor's office. We have a physical therapy office. And we pay tax dollars every year, right? You guys make money off of our tax dollars for us to have. We don't have a hospital, so there's a hospital board for what I didn't know. But then when this opened, I'm like, great, we have a reason. We have a place that we can put that money. So I would ask you to continue to put that money into what we have going here. And if not, is it necessary to have a hospital board and to continue to take those taxes out, because what else are we doing in our community, especially for mature people in our community? I'm not going to say old, I'm going to say mature. Like, it seems like those taxes could be better spent on things for our city if we're not going to have something like this that you're going to put money into for our community. So, I don't know what questions are about. So that's what my
they're allowed, but they're not answered. So.
Okay. Oh, man. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, my name's Deborah Miller. I go by Chloe. I gotta watch the tube. This place has saved my life. 4 years ago, I had my suicide bag. I had 8 years of isolation because I was getting 300 electric shocks a day, and in my head, and I fell on a treadmill. Not here. It was at home. Anyway, and I tore all the nerves in my head. So, and then 2 years ago, I broke my back. And I have a genetic disease that is a collagen cartilage disorder. So, you know, I'm dislocated a lot of things. I can't go and use, I've never even been up there, and I've been coming for 4 years. I started trying to get some balance because I was falling over all the time. I started with Pro-PT. I saw the women having fun, and I had been by myself for 8 years, living in agony. I had severe sound sensitivity, and the people here lowered the music for me and things like that so I could actually stop. And now I... You know, the place has been, it saved my life because I have no other way to exercise. And my 77-year-old mother-in-law, she didn't want to come. I had to buy her the beach bag, the swimsuit and everything and drag her along. And she's been coming 4 days a week. Now, we come in winter. When I broke my back and twisted my spine, I had 2 major surgeries and it finished in November. And there's no way I could have any physio except the pool. And we would come all through winter. And people don't injure themselves just in summer. So the other thing I see here is the marketing of the place could be so much better. A year and a half, I had over 20 years experience in 3 businesses importing successfully. And what I see here is the marketing is just horrendous. You know, we were in the pool today, there was about 10 of us, and we're all saying, why don't they go and, we'll go and hand out doctor's offices to doctor's offices, say how good it is for the elderly and the injured, and, you know, to do that, we would do it free. It means so much. A year and a half ago, I offered to make a flyer, and they said, well, they were going to do that. It's a year and a half later and they haven't done anything because, you know, the place, Lindsay Wellness Centre, you can't even see that there's a pool behind here. People come from Three Rivers, from Springville, from everywhere, and they, you know, they've just found out through friends. But just to drive down the street, and the wellness centre is so ambiguous. And so I believe that, you know, no one knows what's in here. This is a gem. I've spoken to people all over the world and they can't find anything like this that helps the elderly and the injured. So I want to say this place saved my life. I told my husband that if I wasn't any better within 12 months, I had a suicide kit and I was serious. And so I owe this place a lot. Please put me to work or something. I'll do it free. I just don't want it to close. Thank you.
Jack.
So can I ask, did you get rid of that kit? Did you get rid of that kit? I think it's fine. So like her, I have a story too. Mine involves a wheelchair and a lot of very negative energy. But once I came here, I started a pro PT. My name is Margarita Benitez Beza. I'm now a Zumba instructor here. And a doctor once told me I was supposed to be in a wheelchair. Thanks to my team. And I'm a crier too. And when I say team, I mean team. All of these people here have a heartbeat just like me. My heartbeat was almost kind of being frozen because my legs weren't responding. So it took a lot of willpower and a couple of nightmares to be able to, I need help. And there was somewhere for me to go, and it turned out that it was at the same place where I started, at physical therapy. It exhausted all the therapy there was, but under the same roof, I was able to get my motions back. And now I can jump, I can sing, and I can scream very loudly. And I say thank you for having this here, and please keep it here. Because as you can see, this is life. This is our community, this is our home, and it's our heartbeat. We need to keep beating. I also work for Kauai Delta Chronic Disease Management Center, where we see patients that have just landed at the emergency room for heart failure, also uncontrolled diabetes. I see what happens when there's no movement, when there's no community, and when there's no helping hand. We have helping hands. We need to put them to use. This building needs to be safe. Thank you.
Check. Just real quick, I just wanted to say there are a number of people that come here that have physical difficulties and are very overweight, and they're putting in the effort, and I think there's some people that are coming here that would have a real difficult time going anywhere else like a McDermott because of just the atmosphere. All right.
Hi, my name is Linda McCormick. I live in Springville, but I was born right here 76 years ago. And I started coming to the Wellness Center about 3 years ago when I have MS, and I was looking for a place where I could do, like, exercise or whatever. And I actually went to the Porterville In Shape, and I looked there, and there, it's so crowded and so many people. And so when I had keyed in, you know, exercise places, the Lindsay Wellness Center popped up. I would never have imagined. And when I came, the first thing I did was tell everybody, oh my gosh, this place is awesome. They have upstairs, they have the walk, they have the therapy pool, and there's nobody there. It's awesome. You can walk in and you're just, you know, can go to work right away. You don't have to wait for machines. Somebody's not looking at you. And so when I started coming to the pool, I met my soul sisters, and the Zumba, Stephanie, who was also born here. I guess you probably all know that. But I said, everybody in the pool is from a different place. We have a lady from Germany. We have a lady that was born in Italy. We have a lady that was born in China. We have a lady from Australia. I mean, we're from all over. I'm a California native. You know, there are not many of us left either. But this place has been such an inspiration to me, not only physically, but mentally. And I'm like with Chloe, I think you need to advertise. I think you need to get it out there, even if you just send flyers out that people can. And I realize that's an expense. But people don't know about this place. When I tell them, they're like, really? Where is that Lindsay Wellness Center? What is that? Is that McDermott? No, it's not. It's a totally different place. And it's just awesome. We love it. And you can't close it because we have to keep coming. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Is there anyone else who wishes to?
So, yeah, my name is Kirk Inglesby. I live at 516 Mountain View right here in Lindsay. I was born right here, too. And gosh, what a great place this has been. I want to thank the Hospital Board for all their support, for the financial support in the City Council, and really whoever it was who dreamed up this idea to build this place, because it's been a great blessing to all of us. For everybody who's here, there's only a few of us here, but there's, you know, a dozen more that aren't here. I've been coming here for roughly 4.5 years, and I come almost every day. it's been good. I'm healthy and feeling good, and it gives me some reason to get out of bed now that I'm retired. I don't have to get out of bed. It gives me a reason to get up. And I've made a lot of friends here, and we have a strength and balance class every morning, Zumba, the yoga, all these different great classes are all well attended. Everybody has a good time, and really, we're making new friends. So I know it's an expensive operation, but gosh, it's really, really a blessing to this community, and I hope that we'll have it for a long time. Thanks.
I'm Janine Greener. I live in Strathmore, and I come out here every single day, Monday through Friday, unless I'm out of town or rarely sick or whatever. I have been here since get-go. I was in the first class rope when they were still in the old pool, so I've been here the whole entire time, and I would not be working out and have my health have improved like it has without this facility. I've done the gym, but my favorite's out there in the pool. That's where you'll find me. And the friends that I have made has been quite an emotional help through various different struggles that have gone on over the years as well. And I love it. So please keep it going.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Leanne Gala. I live at 20848 Avenue 245 outside of Lindsay. Been here for 30 years. I'd just like to address a couple of things. One is I was under the understanding that the hospital board was formed for the hospital and then could only stay in place if you had somewhere for the funding to go that you were receiving in taxes and other income. So at this point, I don't see a reason to abandon this facility. I will say, I don't even know if that's even on the agenda because I didn't get an agenda before I came up here to speak. I will say that this is a really wonderful place, all walks of life. I see young children, I see older adults, people older than me, people younger than me. Everybody seems to be using the facility well. I see potential for some growth. I would also like to say that Lisa Davis, who is in charge here, has a five-year plan, and she has not been able to move forward with that plan based on what's happening here. And I would say, if you have it in you, to give her the opportunity to complete that plan, see where she takes us, see if she can get other things happening here, maybe other tenants, other things to earn income on this building. I understand that in order for us to enjoy it as people that come here and pay our membership every month, that there has to be some income coming in for infrastructure and repairs, everything else that happens here. So thank you both of you, council and the board, for coming together tonight. I do appreciate the opportunity to address both of you at once, and I do hope that you'll find it to keep the facility as is, at least for now. See how it goes. See what Lisa can make happen, because she's a go-getter, I'll tell you what. I really enjoy talking to her. So, like I said, if you can keep moving forward, that would be awesome. Thank you very much.
My favorite thing to do, so bear with me. My name is Tina Floriana Zeller, and I've been here. My mom and dad live here, Tommy Carmel Floriano. When my mom died, my dad had many strokes. And I said, well, Dad, you need to come here. And a month after my mom had died, I lost my leg. And they wouldn't give me another one for a year. I said, oh, no, this is not happening. So I came here every day. My dad went to PT, and I worked out in my wheelchair, got off, scooted out, and I was determined. And this was a wonderful place. They encouraged me. One of the people went with me to a renovation in my wheelchair. I was in my wheelchair. And they just came together for me. And I
was gone for 30 years and came back to take care of mom and dad. And I would not have friends, because all my friends are gone after 30 years. There's friends, there's everything you want here. It's in Lindsay, in our town. And I really appreciate that everyone knows where Lindsay is on the map because of the wellness centers. So I really, really ask you to buy the money and continue, because people here are great. So, thank you.
Hi, my name is Juanita Jones, and I live here in Lindsay, born and raised in Porterville. I retired about 5 years ago, and I knew I didn't want to just be idle, and so I was trying different gyms, and the other gyms, are the clientele are so much younger, and the classes are more intense. I have bursitis, I have a torn left rotator cuff, and it was difficult for me to walk. And I was going to the McDermott Center. It was getting very, very hot in there. Their air conditioning is very poor there. So I couldn't breathe. I was finding it. I was making myself worse rather than better. So when I was going to quit my membership there, they suggested coming to the Wellness Center. And I said, what's the Wellness Center? And they said, they told me about it. So I thought, oh. So I drove over here and I looked at the building. I thought, this is a gym. And anyways, I proceeded to come in, and the people here were just great. I walked upstairs. There's no equipment to wait for. You could work out comfortably. The classes helped me. My bursitis, I don't think I've complained about my bursitis in 4.5 years, you know. And then I started going to the pool and met all these people and started doing Zumba. And unfortunately, I moved to Stockton about 4 months ago, and was so sad to leave this place. We missed it so much. I've moved back 2 weeks ago, and I'm so excited to come back. And now to hear this, I don't know everything. I'm just kind of hearing it. I'm just like, oh my goodness. But yeah,
can't lose it.
Thank you. Hi. My name is Stephanie Velasquez-Arosto. I live in Exeter, 425 Sierra Drive. It's in Exeter. Was born here in Lindsay, right? Right here, yeah. And I'm probably here more than I am actually at my physical address where I live. I'm probably on this property more than anywhere else, possibly. I think I have a unique perspective in that I've been, I've lived here in Lindsay. I was born and raised here. I teach still at the McDermott Fitness Center. I've been there for 9 years teaching. I've taught here since before it opened with Zumba and a lot of other different classes, not just Zumba, but we've expanded, so now we have Zumba Gold and some other classes. I've taught some fitness programs for children, some day camps, and all kinds of cool things over the years here at this facility and also at McDermott. What everybody has said, I think, rings so true. Obviously, the importance, the significance, and the value of what we have here at the Wellness Center in this community is, I mean, it's, there's no price. The value, there is no price that you can put on that. We have something here that benefits us and benefits our community and each individual in so many different ways, not just physically, not just for health, but also for their mental health, their emotional health, their social health, and that's something that a lot of communities do not have, especially communities of this size. Not only that, we're bringing in people from all of these other communities, and we're bringing them here to our facility here. So that's something also that's unique, that where people are driving from Springfield, people are driving from Three Rivers to come to yoga, people are driving from Exeter, people are driving from all over, all of these little communities from Wood Lake, from Visalia to come to our classes, to come to our pool, to come to our, just to come here. And that's something to be said about what we have here. So that all being said, I know that we have a lot of things that we need to pay for. We have a lot of bills. We have a lot of, you know, yes, the vision is big, and so are the things that we obviously have to fund. And I know, and I also have the unique perspective of knowing how frustrating it can be to be in your position. And to be in your position, because I've had parents on both sides, and I know how hard it was for them to have to come home from those meetings sometimes, because they value their community and they really want the best, and I know each of you do too. So, that being said, thank you for coming here tonight and working together to try to better. To keep this place going, to do what you can do together so that we can fund this place and continue to do what we can to invest, because that's what these are. That's what these funds are. Whether they're tax money, whatever it is, wherever it's coming from, it's an investment. These people, all these people, everybody around here, and their future and their years, that's what every single dollar is going for. It's not the pool. Yes, it's the pool, but it's also and it's the you know the facility. It's the cleanliness. But these years and the quality and every single second that they get to spend with their grandchildren, with their friends, with their family, not having pain. And that was the emphasis of my statement right there. That's how much. That's what I'm talking about. That's what the investment goes to. So I think that we don't dispute the value of the dollars that are being invested in this beautiful and wonderful facility and with the value that we're bringing to this place. I think that the question becomes: are we going to give less? Are we going to cut that investment? And I know that your hands are tied. I know that you're working with a lot less than you'd like to work with. Of course you want to invest every single penny that you could. Of course you want to win the lottery and just pour all the money. I know each of you would love to do that. But I'm asking you now to make that investment, even though I know it's hard, because that woman over there has a vision for this place. And if she could just get it, if we could just get those things going that we have, all these ideas, I mean, we're rocking and rolling with our hands tied too. But we're doing it, and we're doing it because of them, and we keep doing it because of them. And I just really implore you to kind of just come together, work together, and, you know, see what we can do just to make sure that that investment continues at the... just at the amount that we could get it going. We could keep it going. It's an investment, and in everyone here, that benefits everybody. Thank you so much.
Anyone else?
All right, with that, then, if there's no one else wishing to speak, we will close our public comment period. I appreciate everyone who has had wonderful things to say about this facility. It lets us know that that's fulfilling the purpose that we had hoped for it, for health, for physical and mental and social health, so that's good to hear. I also want to let everybody know that it is not on the agenda tonight that we discuss closing this facility, and that's not our purpose of being here, and we don't have any plans to do that. This is a partnership, and I think as everyone who's been married at least knows, you want a successful partnership, you have to communicate once in a while, so we're getting together and we're communicating tonight and seeing if there's And he thinks maybe we need to adjust or do a little differently or how to allocate resources and things like that. So that's our purpose tonight. But thank you all for being here. With that, we'll move on to our next item, which is a presentation that's going to be presented by the city concerning the partnership between the Lindsay City Council and the Lindsay Hospital District Board relative to our Wellness and Aquatic Center.
If I make a comment?
Yes, you may.
The hospital board has no sense of pulling money from this project. You're behind it. Whoever got you in your hands, this is proposed. It's just not the case. We support the project.
Yes.
Send the mic over.
Okay, so let me send the mic over.
Greg, do you want to repeat the mic?
Yeah, we did.
I think they're
here.
You heard Greg, you didn't hear?
Yeah, we heard him.
Well, we
didn't.
I was just
going to
hear.
No. Just to reiterate what Greg said, there's no intention on the side of the hospital board to pull funding from the wellness center as far as maybe once you kind of understand how the funding works, you'll understand how that how it kind of comes from both sides. This meeting is purely to make sure that we are funding appropriately, and I think as a board, our goal is to make this center as successful as possible. And so we just want you to know that is not the intention at all, and never even crossed at least my mind to close this place. And so I just didn't want you to have that impression.
So typically, if I were I'm Brett Harmon, Director of Finance and City Clerk. Typically, if I were addressing the audience, I would stand and certainly not read the slides, but since how small they may be from the back, I'm going to violate my own rule tonight and actually read them to you. So please bear with me. I do practice reading my kids at night, so hopefully my voice will not. We'll go through it. So, what we're going to do, we're going to go through a couple of phases tonight. The first was talking about the foundation of what is this relationship between the wellness center, the hospital board, and the city, so everyone here understands how it came to be and why the two groups work together so well. So the first one, we have the hospital board. They've got a really cool logo. The heart with the people inside of it, kind of showing the emphasis on that wellness. And in the city, come together to make the Lindsay Wellness Center. And the center has six different objectives, four of which come directly from the mission of the hospital board, and two are added on to that as the partnership came together. So we have providing healthcare services, providing wellness projects, encouraging public health awareness, facilitating health education, establishing healthy habits at an early age, and keeping everyone healthy. So, The hospital board in particular has certain state requirements. They can only put money into certain types of things. And so as we go through this, we're identifying the parts that match up well with what the state requirements are for the hospital board and the other things that the city needs to be covering. And so long ago, they had two governing documents that came together to form the actual legal structure of this agreement. And in that, there were several objectives, intentions of the document, and then agreements in those documents. And the documents are called Memorandum of Understanding, and then the next one is a funding agreement. They mirror each other pretty closely, and they address the structure of it. So we have developing a first-class wellness center, and this comes from the document that both sides signed when they decided to create the wellness center. You have to pull resources for betterment of the community, to include health education, physical therapy, recreation, physical fitness training, etc., can only be successful with the joint financial support of both the city and the district, provide services on a fee basis to ensure viability, work jointly to develop the wellness center, and I'll go back to number five here. Thank you for paying your monthly dues. We appreciate it. So we're going to improve individual and overall health. We've heard some great stories about that tonight. provide a wide range of health-related activities and programs, and create the Lindsay Wellness Center Programming Committee. That wide range of health-related activities, I think, is what you're referring to at least as five-year plan there. So in that government, or in that, those government documents, it identifies who's funding what and how much of those levels. So the city, first we'll start with the hospital district. They contribute every year $233,000. And so the tax revenue that's generated off the property taxes, they're sending $233,000 to the city to help cover the debt service, some other things, and I'll show you later on what those are. And then they also were to give $1 million in the beginning. It was about $500,000 the first year, and then over the years, they've been generous in giving additional funds to the Wellness Center, and it far eclipsed that $1 million original commitment. The city is supposed to contribute $200,000 annually, gave $1.7 million in cash to begin with, gave an additional $1 million from grant funding, gave $230,000 from program income, and then secured a $3 million loan to help with the finishing and construction. And that we pay annually to pay that debt back, which is the money that's coming from the hospital board to help with that. And that will be paid off on the 20th of July, 2044. So over the years, having some interactions back and forth, different council members, different board members, different employees, the city's changed a lot the last several years. And we've reached a point where there needs to be some mending the fences. And so we all want to fix things just as we all believe that so much in life can be rectified. Mend fences, build bridges, reach out, engage in mutual healing. And that's part of what the meeting tonight is about, is being able to put down some things that have been irritants in the past and move forward from there. And so we've had some roadblocks getting us to this point. One has been past offenses. An employee of the city once told the hospital board that their sole purpose was just to be a funding source. And that's not a way to respect a partner or any type of relationship. And it's something that has certainly bothered the hospital board, and it's something the city is sorry that that's happened. The employee that has said that isn't with the city anymore, and that's certainly not our opinion, at least from staff. I can't speak for council, but from staff, that's our opinion of it. Been unequal partners in some ways, where the last time we got together for a joint meeting, the hospital board heard presentations and had some conversations that weren't really treated as equal partners there at those tables. There was miscommunication about what the meeting was about, and we weren't good hosts in that meeting. There has been some poor communication, inconsistencies in timing and the message and people involved. It has caused some disruption and some bad feelings. McDermott funding, it's been a lingering point of distrust and misinformation. McDermott and the Wellness Center used to be run jointly, and they've been separated. The city no longer operates McDermott, and we're not putting money into it beyond our role as a landlord for the building. If there's a hole in the roof and rain's coming through, we need to fix it. But we're not putting money into equipment in the facility. That's run by the company that's running the facility there. MOU, that memorandum of understanding, we've had some non-compliance there with confusion over the budget. And then not listening, not hearing each other has brought us to an impasse on several items. And so coming together to fund the facility, this coming fiscal year, which will run from July 1 through June 30 of 2020, the facility is going to cost about $782,000 to run the Wellness Center for a year. You have the $233,000 that comes from the hospital board. They donated an extra $63,000. That's down from $72,000 from last year and down from $112,000 the year before that. And so that's the part that's been a discussion of that shrinking potentially going away. And then the city puts in $485,000 this year to cover that. And then the chart to the side there talks about some of the different programs that we have. The red indicates the funding level that comes from the hospital board, and the blue is the funding that comes from the city. So the debt service, that's paying for the loan repayment. And then we have Silver Sneakers, which is a new program over the last year it's been running. Lisa, is that since how many do you have attending that now?
We are at 65.
So 65 people in the Silver Sneakers. And so those are on, if I get this right, certain levels of Medicare, that they are able to have their membership covered by that, and has really been bringing in people both for the pool, for the weights upstairs, for the exercise rooms. Swim lessons, we'll talk some more about that. We have medical services now with Omni. They operate, yes?
Quick question. Of that city percentage, that because the city's funding $485,000, what percentage, I mean, I don't see in here, what percentage is the wellness actually making? Like, where's the membership? Where's all that money going?
Certainly. So that is in there. There is a transfer of about $180,000 that comes from the general fund to augment what's going on here at the center, so you have another $300,000 coming from the memberships and activities here at the Wellness Center.
So $300,000 is in that blue of the
Yes.
Net. So $300,000 is not actually the city. So what I'm seeing is $485,000 isn't the city putting in that money. $300,000 is actually from the profits of the Wellness Center. Memberships, rent. I just want to make sure I'm understanding.
So, yes, those things are all part of that. And the Wellness Center is one of the funds in the city. We have separated from the general fund for tracking. It could be part of the general fund, and then there wouldn't be transfers because it would all be general fund money. But we have it separated to kind of manage them separately. And so all of the work that Lisa's doing, the work we've done to get the tenants and all of that, becomes part of that city contribution into the project.
I think that should be separate.
Yes.
I think...
Huh?
Yeah, it does get lost, just like everything else. We need specific calculations of how much we make annually, keep that separate, and then add it on to what we propose, what we're going to give.
So the city budget has all of those items listed out in there, and that is something we're bringing to council this next week for approval. And so all the membership, all that is listed as individual line items in the city budget.
Okay, I think the point's been made and your question's been answered, right? It's about $300,000 that the facility generates itself.
So the $300,000
is part of that.
Yes.
So what the city is actually contributing then is approximately $185,000 that's coming out of just your own funds.
It's coming out of the general fund. Yeah. The wellness and the general fund are all city funds. And so there's $405,000 the city is using for it. Some of it is being sent to the general fund that prevents the general fund from or providing public safety officers and that sort of thing. And so the more that there's a draw on the general fund, the less there is to provide the other city services.
Is your transfers in on the budget? Is that what the city plans to contribute to the wellness center?
The transfer is what goes.
You're showing $86,000.
That's from last year.
It says adopted for 2019.
Right, and then that's for the one that's finishing. And the 1920, it's $180,000.
Okay, so that's $20,000 less.
The agreement's for $200,000, and we're at
$485,000. Don't you're mixing monies.
So this is a pretty good example of some miscommunication because the memorandum of understanding is not distinguished between the two. So
if the Wellness Center brought in $400,000, the city would contribute $85,000. How
do we go
to the Wellness Center? Yes. See, in our range, we can't separate this because we like to see it all as well.
Right. And so do I.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's
here, but then this is not
really. That's last year's budget. This is the next year's budget.
It's not separate.
May I add something at this point?
Yes, please.
I think it might be a little bit clarifying, and it was an analogy, a wonderful analogy that was made the other day, that if you have, this is sort of like mother and father are going to sponsor their son to do a lemonade stand. Mother is doing X amount of dollars, or say, mother's going to give $20. Dad's going to give $20. So we have mother and father. And then mother gives the amount that she's supposed to give, and then dad looks back and says, gee, son, you made $10. So that means I only have to give $10. Mm-hmm. I only have to make up the difference, as opposed to, gee, it's $233,000 plus $68,000 in other budgeting. That's done. That's given. It's straight up. The $200,000 then goes in, and it's balanced against everything else. So dad's saying, gee, son, you made $10. So I'm going to have to give you 10. So that's the balancing act that I think is...
So part of the discussion tonight will lead towards, hopefully, an agreement to have a revision of the MOU, because it's not clear on how it's supposed to work. And as the funds are withdrawn from the project, again, it puts a heavier burden on the general fund that reduces the public safety, everything else, the parks, everything else that's going on in the city.
And as our funds are withdrawn, we also are not able to provide some of the other services we provide in the city. So it is the same difference. I mean, you know, you're saying when your funds are taken. Well, it's the same here. If we are funding the wellness center at a higher rate when there are other organizations come to us and say, and we think this is a great idea, we've already committed this to the wellness center. You know, we have a budget as well. We just can't supplement it with membership fees. You know, we get our tax money, but you know, we take into effect that too. Is when we help you more, we can help less. You know, just last night or Tuesday night, we funded a program for $50,000. And you know, if we were giving more here, we would not be able to. So we look at these funds are all separated out. You guys are putting them all in one big pot. We separate ours out, and that's all we're kind of expecting the same thing. If you're getting income in, and you're getting $300,000 in, and the city's only putting $185,000, because if you were only, say for instance, you only guys brought in $185,000, you had to put in $300,000. You know? Yeah.
I just want to say that you're talking about partnership, right? I think something that some of our board members ahead of time, we had asked if there's any information aside from your agenda, give it to us ahead of time so we can come prepared with questions so this wouldn't happen, so people don't see it's us against you. It's like, let's work together. It's hard to collaborate when only one side knows what's going on and we don't. So it's a perfect example. So this presentation would have been nice to have it 48 hours ago so that we wouldn't be interrupting you in the middle of your presentation. So moving forward, if we have a special closed session or another public session where we ask for material, we need it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
Can we one more comment? Sure. On your thing that I got online, in 2015 you gave zero. 2016 you gave 212. 2017 you gave zero.
So in those years, we had about 700,000 that came across a couple of years ago that were not in that transfer schedule. So that's something that would come together, and the group that's supposed to meet to manage this process, that's the wellness, what's it called? The Lindsay Wellness Center Programming Committee. That's where all of this is supposed to be discussed. And we'll get to what's going on with that committee a little later in the presentation here. So to address the question about materials ahead of time, the presentation was finished today. I hadn't heard that you were looking for materials. Otherwise, we would have provided it for you. So.
Well, I mean, it's common courtesy as we're sharing, you know, one facility, you know, out of respect to give it to us. Either way, regardless of where I'm being heads up, this is what's going to be on the show. Or make a copy, because none of us have a copy of this. So this is the first time we're seeing this.
So next we move on to what's going on inside the facility. And so we have the little ones, the Kids Zumba. The Wellness Center provides preventative health services through health exercise classes for all ages. Providing healthy instruction and training at a young age reduces likelihood of diabetes, heart disease, mental health disorders, and so much more. Thank you for supporting our next generation of healthy Lindsay residents. Then we have Kirby's chair class, Wisdom and Skills. Never stop moving, never stop learning, never stop sharing, never stop supporting. Kirby's chair class brings freedom to those who are at risk of losing it. Thank you for supporting Kirby and his class. We have our dedicated travelers to Harvey, so just an example. We're from Porterville and have had a gym membership for about 15 years there. Meaning the Wellness Center. No gym has met our needs like the Wellness Center. It is well worth the drive to Lindsay to have a facility geared towards seniors' needs. The machines all work well, the gym is clean and quiet, and the staff is very friendly and professional. Lindsay should be proud to have such a great facility. The Gold Gym, or the Gold Zumba class, Just try to keep up, and it's a serious health and wellness.
It's in the bowl.
Oh. Then we have our strength and balance class. Building lives, the strength and balance class is about so much more than just physical strength or physical balance. It's about emotional strength, emotional balance, mental strength, mental balance, relationship strength, and relationship balance. Thank you for supporting us.
One more comment, if I could. Mm-hmm. Just so everybody understands, hospital district funds are very strictly limited by the state of California and the law. And one of the things is they cannot, absolutely cannot be used to benefit people that do not reside in the district boundaries. Now, the district boundaries run from about north of Tonyville down to almost Strathmore, and then west out across Highway 65, almost to Plainview, and then back up about halfway, about Avenue 208, and then it comes back in toward Highway 65.
So the Wellness Center is perfect.
Those are the residents, yeah. But unfortunately, as legal counsel for the hospital district, a lot of money, a lot of the efforts, not bad, but they're still outside the district folks that the hospital district is barred from supporting. That's a little bit of an issue, but the whole grand scheme does fit under it enough. So the whole idea, and I was with the hospital board when these MOUs were started, there has to be a sufficient nexus between health care provision and benefiting the people in the district that the whole thing could be supported with hospital district money. So that's kind of the balancing act that you have to do.
And we hope that this shows that start.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? How much yearly do the taxes, the revenues, how much is it yearly?
About half a million.
Half a million?
Yeah.
So we're spending about half of our budget for this.
Okay.
And we spent about $180,000 on a diabetes program.
Okay.
I don't know if the audience knows about our diabetes.
See, that's really good to know, because
we're not here.
Thank you. You guys are going to have a chance to.
We believe that you guys have not fulfilled your obligations to the Wellness Center. That's what it's about. We're not going to call out or anything like that. We just want to treat it fairly.
But as the program makes more money,